We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So 2 days ago, Mark Poloncarz, county executive of Erie, along with April Baskins, writes a letter to Stefan Mihailu. It is on his Facebook page, all over Stefan Mihailu's social media. You might want to check out Stefan Mihailu before he's deplatformed. That is a very real possibility. But Joe Beamer, if you could please read this Mark Poloncarz letter to Stefan Mihailu.
You want the entire letter?
Just the good part.
Comptroller Mihailu, we write you today.
Actually, Joe Beamer is doing this in the voice of Mark Poloncarz. Go ahead.
I feel like we've heard enough briefings, right? I might be able to get it down.
Go ahead.
We write you your attention of a number of complaints and comments that have been received by our office regarding the recent insurrection in Washington, D.C. That's how it starts off. Let's get to the good part. You also
get
most
to the part where he mentions WBEN.
Yeah,
you
know,
program.
You knew exactly where I was going.
Yeah, right.
You also most likely already are aware of the growing public perception that you, in bold, were involved in the attack on the Capitol, a perception fueled by local AM talk radio and social media environments. Next page. Including, as relayed to us, a statement made on air by a caller to WBEN that you were in Washington, D.C. on January 6th and participated in the protest. Your photographs with Mr. Harding and vocal support for his and other anti-government affiliations only serve to solidify the public's perception. So here are the questions that Mark Poloncarz has for Stefan Mihailu. Were you in Washington, D.C. on October 6th? And if so, what was your reason for going? What did you do while you were there? Did you stay at a Hampton Inn? Oh, no. How long were you there, and how did you travel from and get back to our region? Were you with any group or individual that masked on or entered the Capitol? And if so, please name those individuals. Did you take part in any violent acts against people or property? Will you renounce this anti-democratic attack on our government? Why have you waited so long to say anything about it?
Okay, so basically, Mark Poloncarz, Erie County executive, Mihailu may have been in Washington on October 6th. He certainly wasn't in Washington on January 6th. That's when the Capitol attack took place. Now, here's the deal. He's referencing this program, which obviously they listen to because every time something's said on the program, they respond to it in real time.
No, David, it was brought to their attention. It was brought to their attention.
We get the analytics, Mark. Don't worry about it. We know where it's being. We have our sources too at radio.com. Incredible, sophisticated piece of radio analytics there, by the way. At any rate, the point we're making is that there was a caller that made the allegation that the Watchman and Stefan Mihailu took a bus and went to Washington, D.C. Then the founder of the Watchman called in personally and said not only was he not in Washington, D.C. with the Watchman, but Stefan Mihailu, he knows for a fact, wasn't in Washington, D.C. So right after that call was made, the call was then refuted by the source, one of the Watchmen, and Stefan Mihailu. He said, I wasn't there, and neither was Stefan Mihailu. Well, Stefan Mihailu has made a video. He released it today at 10:30 on his Facebook page. And let's just play a little audio of the video Stefan Mihailu was forced to make.
The dumbest letter in the history of government. And keep in mind, for government, the bar is very low. Before we get to that, a lot of these left-wing lunatics and extremist snowflakes need to stop sucking their thumb in the fetal position and obsessing over whether or not I was in Washington, D.C. on the day of the riots on January 6th. I'm going to save the best for last. We'll get to that in just 1 minute, because this is really going to be the stuff on Mihailu Rath building security camera show. Remember, over the summer, Mark Poloncarz had no problems whatsoever finding security footage of me not wearing a mask, God forbid, in the Rath building. Mark Poloncarz pitched a story to the Buffalo News that because sometimes I don't use my ID to either park my car or open a door, that means I'm not here in the Rath building. It's 100% false. As a matter of fact, the reporter they pitched the story to picked a date where there's no record of me using my ID to get here, and I said, by the way, check your calendar. Where were you on that day? Well, that Buffalo News reporter was in this office with me in the Rath building on the day that Mark Poloncarz claimed I wasn't here because I just didn't use my ID to open a door. So let's go to December 28th, a day that I did not use an ID to open a door or to park. Now, Mark Poloncarz can falsely claim that that means I'm not in the Rath building. 100% false. And guess who helped me prove that? The Poloncarz administration. Here's security footage of me in the Rath building on December 28th.
There's Mihailu walking into a building.
Day. Guess where I was? Here in the Rath building, even though I didn't use an ID to park or open a door.
That's so stupid. He's got the video.
January 15th is interesting because here's the security camera footage of me in the Rath building.
He's playing video of him walking into a building.
That's also an interesting date.
Why would you
not
check this yourself if you're pulling cards? Why would you? This is just so crazy. Anyway, Stefan Mihailu joins us. Stefan, Erie County Comptroller. How are you, sir?
Very well. I hope at some point in time we save the best for last. You play the end because Mark Poloncarz is literally the world's biggest moron. He sends me this letter saying, why were you in Washington? Why did you take part in the riots? Why didn't you condemn it? And it took him about 30 seconds to find footage of me without a mask in the Rath building. And guess who's in charge of security video? Mark Poloncarz. All he had to do was look at the video of January 6th. And guess where I am, guys? I'm in the Rath building. In Buffalo, working.
On January 6th, the day that you're in Washington, D.C., somehow you got on the Concorde or SpaceX and flew back to Erie County and entered the Rath building with a Molotov cocktail in your hand, by the way.
Yeah.
Nobody, the allegation, first of all, it's a very serious allegation that a member of the Erie County government, an elected official, would be involved in storming the Capitol building. Now, let's pretend nothing is going on in Erie County worthy of anyone's attention in government. This is the county executive. Now, first of all, I want to take this from two parts, Stefan. The first one is, who the hell is Mark Poloncarz to ask any of these questions? And to do it in a document, a two-page letter, where if you answered the first question honestly, the rest of the questions are completely irrelevant. Because if you're not in Washington, it doesn't matter what you did, who you were with, or how you paid for your travel. I mean, and the fact that the information is available through his office, that he could have gone on January 6th and found that you were in the building, shows that this is just nothing but a hatchet job. And it's beneath the dignity of any elected official. I mean, this is really a waste of time. And the allegation that you would promote or support insurrection is beneath the dignity of all the taxpayers of this county.
I think he's lost his mind, and I'm being as serious as a heart attack. I feel sorry for him, but this behavior on the county executive's part is borderline mental illness. That even, you know what, I give a ton of credit. Maybe Tim Wenger should be running Erie County government, because Tim Wenger and a few Buffalo News reporters called me on January 6th, and you know what they did? They did their jobs. They called and says, hey, we're hearing these grumblings. Are you in Washington or Buffalo? So I felt like a Beirut hostage, that I had to take a selfie of myself with a newspaper behind me. I did that, and that's in the video, to prove to these reporters that I was in Buffalo. And you know what? They accepted the proof, and they moved on. But
but Stefan, that's literally what Mark Poloncarz did when he was playing hockey, and this is before an allegation was made.
And he wrote me this two-page letter, just so bizarre. Why were you in Washington? All Mark Poloncarz had to do was look at his own security footage. Now, I don't think he knows that we got our hands on the security footage that shows I'm clearly in the Rath building. I mean, he cannot be that stupid or deranged to send a letter like that and not call his own security people and say, hey, can you just look at the tape and see where Mihailu was on January 6th? Because they gave it to him very quickly when I wasn't wearing a mask. But and then he asked the question, why didn't you condemn the violence? We condemned the violence on YouTube and on my social media platforms within minutes of the violence taking place in Washington, D.C. So this guy is either mentally ill or he's dumber than a bag of hammers, or both, because it was the most bizarre letter I've ever received in my entire life from anyone, whether it's intelligence.
Stefan, I just got an email. I just got an email from the Rath Building. Where were you on September 11th, 2001? Do you have any evidence that you were not a part of? No, I mean, seriously, though, when you're making wild allegations like this, it's to imply that you are a part of some right-wing militia. This, you know, I find the entire thing insulting. But number one, it's a colossal waste of our time. We have people that are dying. This is from the elected official telling us to be serious about COVID. Be serious about the fact that there are people that are suffering with a pandemic, and you're worried about what the comptroller is doing and where he is and who he was with. What is this, Gestapo technique? Who the hell are you? Why do you have to explain? If you wanted to go to Delaware with your family, do you have to respond to the county executive with a list of questions with April Baskins? Who's April Baskins? Why is she a part of this letter? What does this have anything to do? If anything, I would like to know why Mark Poloncarz is concerned with what you do on in your spare time. And I find it outrageous, absolutely outrageous. If we're going to play the game of we're going to judge you by the people and the company you keep, then I would like to remind everyone in this listening audience who is defending the lawless behavior of the entire summer in Buffalo. Who is sitting here being defended by members of organizations that have caused harm and injury and damage and looting all over Western New York? No one's playing that game. We just had looting yesterday in a riot in Portland and Seattle, Washington. It's nowhere in the news.
Well, and what's so bizarre is that there are literally thousands of people in Erie County who cannot get the coronavirus vaccine. They're sick. They're dying. And Erie County is totally dropping the ball on getting coronavirus vaccines to the public and healthcare workers and senior citizens. And Mark Poloncarz's concern is writing a letter to me about whether or not I'm in Washington, D.C., and his own security footage proves that it's 100% false. So if I'm someone waiting for a coronavirus vaccine right now, I'd be calling Mark Poloncarz and saying, what are your priorities? Are you getting this vaccine to the elderly, to the immune compromised, to the sick? Or are you sending the dumbest letter in the history of government to the comptroller asking about his whereabouts when he knows it's 100% false? So he's either mentally ill or literally the dumbest person on planet Earth.
Well, you know, those are, you know, allegations that we cannot prove or verify. So we don't want to question the mental acuity of anyone in elected office for the record. But I will say this. You have gone on record time and time again talking about arbitrary and capricious rules by the county and the state. You were looked at as a apologist for people that are, you know, COVID deniers. You were hysterical. You didn't have science behind you, Comptroller Mihailu. You were just a rabble-rouser, stirring the muck, trying to be a contrarian. It turns out that everything you have stated from the very beginning has been backed up by a court of law now, Stefan. It turns out that everything you were saying, did you hijack Mark Poloncarz's Twitter feed? Because the last 3 weeks of his tweets about orange and yellow zones and New York State lowering the anvil on the region, it almost is echoing everything that you have stated from the very beginning. What's going on here in Democrat land where we've got, you know, Ron DeSantis now, you know, stealing and hijacking the Twitter accounts of local Democratic elected officials?
It's so bizarre and unfortunate because he's already destroyed so many lives by closing businesses and having health inspectors shut down and harass small business owners who built their business from the ground up. And that damage is already done. And so I think maybe, I hope, he's having some kind of a reckoning. But, you know, you mentioned the guy's social media. Another media member sent me one of his tweets where he was spending time attacking a local TV station for having a typo over the air. I mean, it's just bizarre behavior. And even going to this accusation, a two-page letter, how much time he put into it, accusing me of being in Washington, when he has security footage showing I'm in Buffalo, and then accusing me of not condemning the violence when it's very clear that I did on that very day. So this is the most bizarre thing I've ever had to respond to, and it's sad and unfortunate because people are dying because they can't get the COVID vaccine. Here in Erie.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Stefan Mihailu, due to Joe Biden's recent executive order, you cannot be evicted from Mark Poloncarz's head. You can continue to live there rent-free, and there can be no eviction for you until COVID is over, because it's quite obvious that you are very close to him and that he thinks about you nonstop.
It's bizarre. I mean, I have wonderful kids. My wife, Ashley, is the most amazing person on the planet Earth. And when I leave the Rath building or when I leave work, I focus on my faith, my family. And I think, and I've said this before on your air, I feel sorry for Poloncarz. I mean, he has no children of his own choice. He has nothing outside of social media and sending bizarre letters to me. That's his existence. And that's sad, and I feel sorry for him. So maybe if he had a family or things outside of work, he wouldn't be attacking WBEN. He wouldn't be attacking TV stations. And he certainly wouldn't be writing the most just weird letter that I've ever gotten in my entire life. And so I'll.
There it is. Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu throwing back the counter jabs that he's been receiving by Mark Poloncarz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.